Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm joined today by Alice Prophet with the Living Well Foundation. Welcome, Alice.
Hi, Corey. Glad to be here.
Glad you're with us today.
Thank you.
And you guys are having your annual update to the community. But before we get to that, what is the Living Well Foundation? What do you do?
Well, we are the foundation that was created from the sale of Glenwood Regional Medical Center. Those monies, the proceeds, were put into investment, and we do grants off of the earnings from that money back into the parishes here in Ouachita and surrounding.
So the hospital sold back a few years ago. What year was that?
It was 2006.
So 2006. Mm-hmm. You guys have some money that was from that sale that now draws a little interest, and take that interest and do good things for the area.
That's right. Requirement is to put the monies back to the public benefit, and we do that through grant cycles and initiatives.
So it is the update to the community luncheon, so I'm guessing you're going to meet with folks and tell them all about the great stuff that's been happening.
We are. It's a great opportunity to showcase the grants. We move through them quickly, but they do a great job telling basically what their project was. And the business community, education community, and other local folks really come out and support this. It is a huge event.
So let's talk a moment about those grants. You and I met 6 months or so ago, and you were at that point looking for projects to fund that were in our area. What are some of the kind of areas that the grants work in?
We support school-based health centers because that touches a lot of lives and makes a big impact. It makes health care available for kids without regard to ability to pay. And we have two of those centers right now we're supporting and trying to start up some others. We have one at West Monroe High School and one at Riser Middle and Elementary Schools. But those have been so successful and worked so well for the kids. And the wonderful thing is, too, is the parents don't have to leave work to go take their kids to the doctor. So it's a win-win all the way around. We partner with school boards to do that and with other agencies to put those on site. We're looking to do those in other parishes, and we work with existing ones in our area now. We support with ULM the dental hygiene clinics. We support the mobile dental hygiene unit so it can go out into the parishes and serve populations all ages. And we work with the Riser-based dental hygiene clinic. We support the autism center, helped get it started here at ULM, and that's just growing gangbusters. And people are responding to that great need and provision of services for that. And then we do grants to nonprofit agencies for medical and including behavioral health services.
And I have to think, when you're able to, for instance, ULM, you're able to drive out in the country somewhere with that bus they've got and work on folks' teeth. Those are probably people that couldn't get to town or couldn't get that kind of care in the area they're in.
You know, it's funny, they may have services, of course they do, locally through dentists and other services, but the problem is you've got people who don't have transportation, maybe they don't know how to access services, maybe they just don't get to services, or they can't afford the services, and that's a biggie. So this brings the services to them, and it is a wonderful, wonderful achievement to improve dental health.
So I'm talking with Alice Prophet of the Living Well Foundation. They'll be having the annual update to the community luncheon. Alice, when is the update to the community?
It is Tuesday, March 7th at 11:30 at the West Monroe Convention Center. So it's coming up quickly, and we love for people to get to come and hear the great stories. Everybody walks away really glad they came, and they can't wait to come back the next year.
If somebody out there said, I want to go to that, how do they find out more information and where can they get tickets?
Well, the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber is handling the ticket reservations for us. They work with us to do this and put this on. And their number is 325-1961. You can call them or you can call the foundation at 396-5066 and we'll help direct you.
Alice Prophet with the Living Well Foundation. Alice, what's in the future for the Living Well Foundation?
Well, I mentioned the school-based health centers and the success that has come from that and the lives that have been touched by that have been such an impact to the area and to our mission. We are seeking to put more of those in schools where we can help a startup to that. And so we've got some projects looking to that, including in the outlying parishes, supporting the local nonprofit hospitals in those outlying parishes more so they can get their services to those people in those regions, because there is a healthcare shortage of professionals in our parishes, and we want to get those services to the people and get them access. So access is a big thing for us. How do you get to your medical, dental, behavioral health services and improve quality of life and make a large impact?
So tell me a story. There's got to be a good story you've seen that some impact you've made in folks' lives.
Well, we always love this story. The dental hygiene clinic came one time and presented, and I think everybody's remembered this, and they said, you know, what was really amazing, we give, like most dental professionals do, we give toothbrushes and floss to the kids and everything, and this child looked up and said, is this mine? Mine alone? This is mine by myself. So they didn't ever have a toothbrush of their own. They had to share if they even had one. That's huge. And we just don't think about things like that. We take it for granted. So we're glad to be helping kids have their own toothbrush.
If somebody wanted to find out more and get involved with the Living Well Foundation, are there ways that they can get involved and tie in with you?
Very much so. They can get in touch with us, and we can let them know ways that they can help serve, ways that they can be involved in some of the projects or ideas. If they're a nonprofit agency and we're doing a grant cycle, they should come forward and ask.
It is the Living Well Foundation annual update to the community luncheon, and it will be coming up, Alice, when and where once again?
March 7th is a Tuesday at 11:30 at the West Monroe Convention Center.
And for ticket information?
The West Monroe Chamber, 325-1961.
All right, that's Alice Prophet of the Living Well Foundation. You've been listening to Lanyap. For information on this Lanyap and others, visit our website at kedm.org.